Joint Finance Committee held a marathon session yesterday and in the end advanced some huge policy items. The panel approved a road funding plan that would delay a couple of major freeway projects in Milwaukee County, plus impose new fees on electric and hybrid cars. Lawmakers also rubber-stamped a number of changes to the Foxconn deal and sent the bill back to the Assembly for another vote. WUWM's Marty Michelson joins us now with all the details. So let's start with transportation first. It sounds like the committee came up with some creative ways to plug a $1 billion hole in the budget.
Yes, it did. Joint Finance met into the night and approved a bunch of ideas. So those include delaying the north end of the zoo interchange project and the freeway stretch between Miller Park and the zoo. There would be new fees on electric and hybrid vehicles. Hybrid owners would pay an additional $75 on their annual registration, while electric car owners would pay an additional $100. So, and also, that's on top of the $75 that all vehicle owners are paying right now. The plan also includes borrowing $400 million, and the committee put limits on how much the city of Milwaukee can spend on the streetcar project.
And the tally fell along party lines, with all 12 Republicans voting in favor of the plan and all four Democrats voting against. So what were some of the arguments?
Well, Democrats blasted the plan, saying Republicans failed to come up with a long-term funding solution for roads. Republicans on the committee said they wish they could have done more, but the plan is a good start.
And it sounds like the committee still has more work to do on the state budget?
That's right. Joint Finance is going to come back today to finish up. There are just a few items remaining related to taxes. Then the $76 million state budget, which is 2 months late, goes to the full legislature.
And in addition to transportation, the Foxconn deal was on the agenda. The Taiwanese electronics giant wants to build a huge LCD screen manufacturing plant in Racine or Kenosha County. And in exchange, the state would provide $3 billion in tax incentives for Foxconn. So, Marty, what kind of changes did the committee make to the bill?
Well, Republicans introduced a number of amendments to that one as well, and all of them passed. But the one that raised all the eyebrows would allow the conservative-leaning Wisconsin Supreme Court to hear any appeals of rulings in lawsuits involving Foxconn. So, in other words, it would just skip the appeals court process altogether. Republicans continued to argue that Foxconn would be a game changer for Wisconsin. The company's expected to create up to 13,000 jobs. And urged lawmakers to approve the changes, but Democrats called an overhaul in the state's legal process just for one company disturbing.
So then where does the Foxconn bill go from here?
The Assembly approved the deal a couple weeks ago, but now with the amendments, it has to go back there. The bill would also go to the state Senate, and leaders in that chamber say they're ready to take up the incentives package next week.
Okay, thanks so much, Marty.
You're welcome.
That's WUWM's Marty Michelson.